And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
This is stupid.
Yes, it is. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs, and you can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day, baby.
Oh, that day I went to the I was at the grocery store, and this old man was walking out. Like, he'd already had his one bag, and he was going out, you know, out the doors that opened up by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like the Star Trek doors?
Yes. And he yells, "Pestilence!"
Pestilence?
Yeah, and I was like, "What?" I don't know, man. People are awesome.
Why would he? I mean, there's no need to say
he
that.
He didn't look around. He said it loud, like he yelled it. Like everyone kind of turned around, like, "What?"
Pestilence!
Pestilence! And I was nearby the checkout thing, the do your own, and so I heard him clearly. I was like, "Golly."
I'm not going to pretend that I've never walked out of a place of business and, you know, and going, "Morons," or something because of what, you know,
you've done that?
I'm sure I have.
Really?
I'm absolutely certain I have.
Oh, wow. No, I've never done anything like that.
I can't give you a specific example, but it just seems like something I would do.
I leave the grocery store, and because I do, just like you, I do the roll your own checkout where you do it all yourself. I always stack all the heavy stuff, like the liquids and the drinks and everything, on the front of the cart. That way, when I get out into the parking lot, I can ride the cart to my Jeep.
Yes.
And,
and I'm walking out behind him going, "Moron!"
You have to front load it. That way it doesn't pop wheelies on you.
Did you know that you can, when you're doing the checkout, so they usually give you like three bags, you know what I mean? Like three positions. And so when you put those get filled up, when it resets and you're ready to scan the next one, you can move that bag and put it in your cart. A lot of people don't know that.
It depends on the place. Some places are really funny about it.
And it also depends on the actual checkout, because the place I go, they have five of those self-checkout stands right there. And like four of them work great. If you get stuck by the one by the door, it ends up having, every time you move something, it like flags it, and it's like, we're getting someone to come by and fix your thing. So you have to wait for somebody to go and reset it for you, and it just stinks every time. And I'm like, "Sorry, man, I'm moving stuff, and I know I'm on the one." And I try not to get on that one, but sometimes you don't have a choice because they're so slammed. Stinks.
It does stink.
It stinks.
I wish they would, like, because they have all these checkouts, but they don't use them all. They have, like, well, they have an actual checker.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they have, like, two open. And then there's always, like, four that are completely not open at all. Well, that's just
or
wasted
more
space.
In some cases.
So why don't you just get rid of those?
And put more self-scanners?
My God, Bubba, you have such a problem with letting me talk instead of jumping ahead.
I've been complaining about this for years.
Oh, my God. I'm fine with it. Today it's just like, golly, yes. Yes, all that.
Would you like a banana?
Man, I got some bananas yesterday. They were like, I don't think they're good for you because they're crazy big.
Now, what can you see? Like this size?
Oh, bigger than that.
What? Bigger than
bigger
this?
Than that. Not a whole lot bigger, but bigger than
this
that.
This gigantic banana.
And it just looks like it's got stuff that made it grow bigger. I'm just suspect
it's
nowadays.
Hormone-y.
Yeah, anyway, I wish they would do that. I wish they'd just add more. Same thing with Walmart. They have all those checkouts.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're never open.
Well, they designed it before. I mean, that's, I think they're sticking to their design, you know, from 10, 15 years ago where people were afraid to do the self-checkout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the deal. Like, they have an app, Sam's Club and all that. You can go and you just check it out as you scan it and put it in your cart. And then you just leave. You don't have to see anybody.
You like that's pretty great.
That
I haven't
is,
done
yeah, that's
awesome.
Not gonna happen at regular old stores for a while. That's at a place that trusts you because you have to have a card to get into it. You know.
So how do they do that when you leave? Do they check your receipt?
No, I think you just leave. I'm trying to think because I haven't done it in a while.
They're watching you on the camera or whatever.
Oh, that's
promise.
Fine.
They're,
I don't mind them watching
sure.
me.
I'm just saying they got to do something to keep
people
honest.
How can they keep up
honest,
with everyone?
Yeah.
I guess maybe like if you have something in your cart that doesn't match the RFID tags for the stuff you scanned, because it's all done by RFID now. If you have something and it doesn't match, it'll go meh, 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 stealer person, thief, thief, thief. That's my guess.
That's pretty great.
It's like those places they have, like, what is it, the Amazon grocery, where they have the the thing where there's zero people in the entire store except for stockers.
Yep.
And so you go in, you basically put it in your cart, and it's all done by RFID. You don't even have to scan. It just does it for you.
You just
when
pick
you
it
walk
up.
Out, it charges you.
That's cool.
That is crazy. But, you know, the bad thing is as we're talking about all this, it's American jobs going away. Like, I try to go, if there's not a crazy line, like if there's only one person in front of me, I'll usually go to the humans at the checkouts.
I would go to the people all the time if they had more of them.
Exactly.
They forced us into this situation.
I agree.
You know, like you go to Walmart and there's 29 freaking checkout counters and there's three people working and each one of them's got a line of six people, you know?
Yeah.
And if you had 10 people, even just 10. The lines would be, one person each, and I'd go, yeah, I'm good. I go there.
I'm at the point now with the self-checkout things. We've all used them enough now over the years, so we are all able to make fun of the old people who still don't get it and are slowing us down, and I can do the eye roll. I love that. Ladies, and I'm waiting, and she's too fast, you know, or she doesn't put it.
She didn't put it and give it enough time.
Yeah, yeah. And it like, screws up, and then the lady has to come over there and, you know, do whatever, hit the buttons and
reset it
and explain to her. No, you gotta, this is how you do it. Huh? This is how you do it. What?
You go to this grocery store over here. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. This grocery store over here. Now they got the thing with the app and I have the app on my phone.
Oh, you use it?
I haven't tried it yet because the one time I needed it, I needed to buy beer for our poker game and you can't buy beer.
Do they let you do generics with that? Because I always buy I'm like the dad who I buy as much generic stuff as possible because it's the same stuff.
What are you talking about the app?
It's got a little app where you shop on the app and then you just pull up to the store.
Oh yeah,
and they bring it to you.
They give you the time and you literally pull up and park in the spot and say I'm here. The dude comes out and brings it to you and it's
already
paid for.
I don't like that because I can't look at the shelves. When I'm looking at the shelves, I can go, well, wait a minute. Even though this one's on sale, it's more expensive than this one, and so that's
If you need to shop, it's not going to help you. If you know what you need, it's brilliant. I'm going to start using it for I go over there to buy paper towel and toilet paper and water and coffee for the studio. So
this is the same one that Walmart has.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I get the same five things every time I go. Okay, I know exactly what kind of paper towels I want, what kind of toilet paper, what kind of water, what kind of coffee.
But don't you have to order it Splenda, like hours whatever. In advance?
I don't think so. I've never tried it, but I bet you it's not that long. And then they just bring it out to your car.
The problem with that is you end up getting a line of cars outside of the store, too. Like in that little pickup thing, because the one by my house.
Yeah, I do have to order it hours in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But like for that kind of thing, for work, next time we're running low on supplies, I'm going to put it all in and put it for the next day and say I'll be there at 1 o'clock. You know, go on my lunch break and pick it up. It saved me the trouble of doing it. I don't know. Kind of cool.
Kind of need the exercise, honestly.
You should walk around the store.
Have you noticed the people who bring it out to you are all skinny? Have you noticed that?
Well, when you put it that way.
Or maybe it's a side job. You should be that person doing it.
I should be the guy getting other people's groceries. Just for the sake, man. Yeah. Yeah, one of the girls that works here, she makes good money and she's got a good job. She's only 26, 27, and single. But she was talking about how it's so hard to make friends and you can't meet people online and it's this and that. And she said, what am I supposed to do? I'm way too far away from college. And everyone I meet at work works in radio or works in the music industry. And that's not a great place to meet people.
Tell her to become a firefighter. It's a great way to meet new friends who have nothing to do with the current life you're in.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Back to more realistic things.
Why wouldn't she do it?
I told her to get a...
What are you laughing
Squirrel.
About?
I'm laughing the fact that a couple of days ago you were like, I never bring up
Firefighter. I never bring up Firefighter.
Every time you bring it up, every time you bring it up, Patrick and I look at each other and take a shot.
Yeah.
He brings it up in the like most bizarre places. Yeah,
well, you said,
I mean,
where
I never
can
mentioned
she go?
That I'm a firefighter.
You just can't wait. You look for a way that you can weave it in.
He knows exactly what I'm talking about. A 27-year-old girl who's 5'1" and weighs like 100 pounds. And yeah, she's going to go get a job as a firefighter.
You
Y'all have, don't y'all have that girl? That
yeah, we do.
This one's not doing that. I'm telling you right now, and you know it.
No. She did pretty good, didn't she, in the training?
Oh yeah, all the there was a bunch of ladies that went through, and they were great. They were fantastic. Yeah. So there's people I would much rather. There are ladies I would much rather have by my side in the middle of this stuff than some of the other dudes that we went through with. I'm just saying.
It's interesting. So what is she going to do?
She's not going to do this. But my suggestion was, listen, get a job at a restaurant. Go get a job as a waitress or a bartender part-time. You don't need it, so there's no stress to it. You know, it's not like, you know what I mean? You could do it just as a hobby, but it's a great place to meet people. Because all, like Vivica used to work as a waitress. All of her best friends are people she worked with in restaurants in her
back in the day?
Yeah, because there's a bond with those people. Yeah,
did she have the time that she could do that?
I mean, you know, what do you put... we're talking 10 to 12 hours a week. And yeah, you got the time because she doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, she got but yes, then when she gets friends,
but no,
she
seriously,
can.
then you move on. But just go, I said, just go do it for a year. Plus, it's extra money. Plus, it's kind of interesting. I always thought I would have enjoyed bartending. I never did it because I went right into radio. But if I'd been in college and needed a job, I would have tried that. I think I would have been good at it because I like drinks and I like people and I like, you know, talking the things that go on in a bar, that'd be kind of fun.
Plus, if you're the bartender, you're the center of attention, and everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Nobody hates the bartender.
Unless you really suck, and then they don't like you.
I always thought Bubba would be a great bartender.
Bubba would be a fantastic bartender.
Yeah.
Because he's jolly and likable. And
jolly. That's what you call fat people.
No, I'm serious, though.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is. But but you do. You have a jolliness. You have a
he'd be great.
A spirit
great.
Of, you know...
But he okay.
It's almost childlike and excited about simple things like bananas.
Right. So he would be good at a bar that has a lot of tourists. That's kind of like a
put me in a resort
different
town.
Different people every day.
Yeah, just real, like they have like, you know, rocking chairs that are, you know,
dude,
nailed to the wall.
John
that kind
Rich
of place.
To get you a job at his bar for just one day, would you go do it?
I would do it.
Oh, that would be and then such
why
a
would I not?
Video.
Why would I not do
I just
that?
Think that?
I mean,
would
just
be
to
cool,
see what
man.
It's. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Patrick would be also a great bartender, but he would be the one that's at, like the neighborhood bar.
I want to be at the dive.
That's
where it's
dark.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah. That's where you would be a great bartender.
My mother texted me and said, "Tell D I am the old person that would need help at the self checkout." So thank you, Mom.
Yeah. Faye. I think I saw you the other day. She's over there. She's over there trying to put a check into where you slide your credit card. I was like, oh, God, please, Lord Jesus, help me. Just get it. Please let another one open up.
My favorite, I saw a woman the other day when something went wrong with the screen locked up or something, and she literally just kept tapping it. And looking around.
What do you mean? What was she tapping?
The screen, because it froze up, the touch screen.
Oh, so the more you tap it, the more it'll unfreeze?
No, you keep tapping it, it's probably going to get worse. And she's looking around, and finally she just, while still tapping, she goes, hello? Hello?
my stapler.
Did she bail out of there and go, pestilence?
No, nobody yelled pestilence, but
I'm not even sure
pestilence is a really... severe word. That's
what
not is, something you just pull
what
up.
What is pestilence?
Like when insects, you know, yeah. Or
what? When insects what?
I don't know, invade?
It's like
pestilence.
What's pestilence. The definition?
A fatal epidemic disease, especially bubonic plague.
Oh, well, there you go. I totally get that wrong.
So that's what he's running out of the store. The guy says, bubonic plague!
Yes.
That's basically what he said.
I wonder if he... was like a curse or
pestilence
something.
Is like a plague. Yeah,
maybe
he was cursing
wishing,
the people at the
yeah, maybe he was wishing some kind
a
of contagious
on
disease.
You, Kroger.
Infection upon your family.
You guys ever go down the international aisle and just see all the weird
That's
stuff?
My favorite stuff.
It's cool.
That's where I go. And I always take a picture of it and say I'm going to tweet it, the can of spotted dick, because you go, well, this is funny. But then I'm like, yeah, then people are going to be like, why is it funny? And I go, look.
Listen, if you don't think that's funny, I can't help you. Okay.
By the way, that's on the English food aisle, the British food. It is there. It's a can, and it's a real thing. And I always giggle every single time. I'm like, that's pestilence.
I want to address a couple of things from this week before we go. One, I have been blamed several times by people who think I took Tanuki. And let me just point out in my own defense, I couldn't care less. I don't have enough energy and effort to have stolen Tanuki and created this prank. You're guessing on the wrong dude.
Oh, yeah. We haven't filled it. People on the podcast. If they're podcast listeners only, they don't know what's been going on or where we're at. Today, we walked it. Well, yesterday. I guess we have to kind of recap and go to yesterday. Yesterday, Big D has this idea. He's like, look, we're going to find whoever it was because we're going to narrow down all of the country stars that had access to our studio in the past week. Mm-hmm. And so we call him out of the blue, and it was great because
we had
to put him on the spot.
We talked to Jason Aldean,
yeah,
Ashley McBride, Justin Moore, Dustin Lynch, Chase Rice, Tracy Lawrence, and Lee Bryce. And some of them denied it. Some of them said they saw Tanuki while they were in Vegas, confirming that he was in Vegas.
Confirming they saw him at parties. Mm-hmm. And it was a certain party with a certain management company, which I think
But, yeah. And then out of nowhere today, Tanuki has been returned.
Like, seriously, we scared them into, I really believe, we got on somebody's tracks. I think it's one of them. I was leaning yesterday towards Jimmy of Little Big Town. Jimmy Westbrook went to college with Big D. They have history.
I don't know.
And
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a totally different person that we didn't think of. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Tracy just because he has the most access to this building.
See, that's who I think it is. It's
Tracy Lawrence?
Mm. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was Lee Bryce just because he would. That's just his thing. You know,
like if it was Lee Bryce, here's my thing with Lee Bryce. The pictures would have been better. The pictures would have been, it would have been Tanuki roasting a pig. It would have been Tanuki shooting skeet. It would have been Tanuki doing stuff like that.
But he was in Vegas, so was everyone else. So I don't know, man. And when you're over there, there's a lot of distractions that make you forget that you're supposed to be doing this prank. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, so you think like they went there with this grand intention of doing some great prank
stuff.
Well,
yeah, because think about the picture we got was Tanuki like on a hotel bed with the...
An afterthought.
It was an afterthought. I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to get a picture with the Tanuki.
Right.
You know.
Tanuki, by the way, several people are asking on Facebook for the stream. Tanuki is right here. I put him back into the bathroom, into the Stall of Fame earlier, which is where we found him earlier this morning. But I put him in there for a little while temporarily, but I brought him back in here for the podcast so he could be a part of everything and feel at home again.
A little nervous, huh?
Who,
keeping
me?
Him in there.
Yeah, keeping him close.
Yeah. Call me crazy, but he was just stolen for an entire week.
It's a funny prank, man. I get it. I mean, I
didn't find anything funny about it.
Yeah, I'm down with whoever did this. I think it's a solid joke. I think you should have sent more pictures. Could have done better.
Yep.
Saying, not that I'm daring you to do it again. Because I don't want to hear Bubba complain about it for another solid week. But
we're like, okay, so here's the deal. A lot of people have asked, well, how do these country stars get into your building without your knowledge? Because Big D had this grand idea back in the day.
My idea.
It was your idea.
Okay.
Yeah, because you wanted to go to key cards. Remember? And you're like, yeah, we could just get key cards printed up for each one of them.
I did say
and
that.
It's their own access. Which I wish we would have done because they would have had, we'd have known who
did. Yeah. Could they have been? Yeah.
But we ended up going to this code system. And so we gave all the codes out to the doors. So these people have been just coming in and out forever. It's great because you never know who's going to drop by. We could be in the middle of the show and hey, and comes Tyler Farr or whomever. You know, you don't know. So the bad part is we have surveillance cameras on the parking lots. Which Patrick wasn't recording on the DVR.
We don't have. Why you're acting like we have the option to do
that?
We don't.
I thought we did.
No, it's just so we can see who's outside. We don't actually roll tape on it.
Well, we're getting that.
Okay, you. That's fine, but it's not going to be cheap. The building doesn't supply that. So.
D, are you in?
Pestilence.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is we would have known who this was.
Hey, we would have known who it was if you didn't give out the. So I'm going to change the key code. And we're not going to give it out to people anymore.
I think we should have each person has their own code.
Also, the system we have, not fancy enough for that.
Of course not.
No.
So we don't know who took Tanuki. We don't have a clue. We scared them. We think it was one of the people that we called that we named a minute ago. We don't know which one. And Tanuki's back, and Tanuki is safe.
I bet you.
Tanuki, by the way, if you've never heard of Tanuki before, he's this little little statue that we got in Japan while we were there for the USO tour, visiting our troops, doing the game night shows, and we picked him up because we started seeing these everywhere. It's like a little raccoon dog from Japan, and they all have this little Buddha belly looking thing, and they're privates are showing, and it's like supposed to be good luck for anybody who has these in their homes or businesses. So we're like, we need to get one of those for our studio. So we did. And what, 2.5 weeks later, somebody steals him. Kidnaps him.
It was a month, but still.
It was fair. A month? Okay.
Well, I guess that's right. No, we came back a month ago, but we didn't get Tanuki right away because we had to have him shipped.
Yeah.
Well.
He's back. And he's safe. And that makes me very happy.
I'm just glad this whole thing is over.
You were tired of us.
Just the panic.
And not only that, we would be talking like, as soon as the microphones on the show, the radio show would turn off, we'd be like, okay, so I'm texting so-and-so to see if they saw so-and-so with Tanuki because they were with them in a picture. I mean, we were doing dumb stuff trying to figure out who this was. And it's over. And like, there goes a whole bunch of stress off our lives. I did not want him, because he's fragile. I didn't want him getting broken. That was one of my major concerns.
Say it again,
is that
I
he wouldn't
it was
have
really funny. I thought it was a good prank.
Yeah, it would have been good if it wasn't prank. Fragile. If it was like a stone, like with a face on it, that would have been great.
A rock
yeah. with a face, like a pet rock. I'd have been like, whatever. You can't break that. Tanuki is old. We found out after we got him that
like,
it's an old
like
version.
Like a picture of a Tanuki. It would be like flat Tanuki. You know.
You're right.
Flatnuki.
Flatnuki.
Flatanuki.
Flatanuki.
Flatanuki. Yeah.
Just like Flat Stanley. Just go with it.
Just go with it. Anything else?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What was the other thing? There was something else I wanted to talk about from this week. Oh, yeah. And today with the George Strait, I can still make Cheyenne controversy, which I put a poll on my Instagram story. So if you have Instagram, go to Radio Patrick and you can vote in the poll as to who you think is at fault. Or who do you side with? So do you side with the cowboy, or do you decide with his cheating woman?
You've just tainted their opinion.
Did I? Oh, I'm sorry, but also the Cowboys winning the poll hands down. So
yeah, I mean, I'd never even realized there was another way to look at it. Just like Katie said,
she
didn't think it was another way to see it the other way.
I did a podcast on Wednesday with Jackie Lee, who's a country singer. We talked about, among other things, that song, and I thought. And it was a joke. I was like, yeah, you gotta get to know people before you settle down. You got to make sure they think the same thing. They think the right things are funny, or that they don't side with the woman in Cheyenne. You know, and it was a joke because no one would side with the woman in that song, I thought. And then Katie, my friend, called me yesterday or today and was like, yeah, I don't know how you side with the guy. What's wrong with you? What in what universe is... Is he not the hero of the song?
Yeah, he's the victim, and she did him wrong. You know,
she did him
it's
wrong.
Just as I brought up on the show, she signed up for the fact that they would be in this relationship, knowing he was a rodeo man.
Yep.
And then he was always gone at the rodeo, so she went and found a new man. And then she says, "I'm out of here," and he's not a rodeo man. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, I found someone new.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay. And so I brought up the fact that. You know, because Katie was trying to argue, yeah, but, you know, he's always gone and this and that. And
okay.
I said, well, what about these ladies that, or guys even, that marry into a military family and that person is always deployed or gone or whatever? Is that okay to just shift gears on them midstream?
What about the lady who's called and said that her husband is a truck driver and he's gone for long stretches and she has no idea where he is, but you can't step out? That's ridiculous.
Step out is a fun word.
It is. I know. I never heard
out?
That. Yeah, I heard that some case they're like, step out. And I'm like, step out? What the heck? What are you saying? Slang. It's what these kids are saying nowadays.
Did you guys see that story about the British comedian that died on stage?
Ooh, no.
So he was on stage doing comedy, and he literally sat down. Ian Cognito is his name. He sat down on the stage.
Probably not his real name.
And no. Really? So he sat down, and next thing you know, he's like, he kind of passes out, and everybody's like, oh, whoa, whoa. So the medics come in, and they're like, yeah, they verified and confirmed that, yeah, he was dead on the stage. He just dropped dead right there.
You know, he's not the first comedian to do that.
On stage?
Yeah, they have another one that was on film. It was a...
What's the guy that was on with Letterman? He just died. Super Dave Osborne.
Really?
His dad was a famous comedian in like the 50s, and
yes.
He died at a roast, like mid.
He slumps down, and you hear him kind of go, whoa, whoa, and everyone thought he was joking. Like people start laughing, and he's just laying there, and then all of a sudden, he dies. He had a major heart attack, and but it took people a while.
Yeah, I mean, they actually had a documentary about that, about how he died on stage. They show bits of it on Jerry Seinfeld's show that's on Netflix now, Comedians in Cars with Coffee. One of the he has two episodes with Super Dave, and one of them they talk about it. And at the end, they show segments from that documentary about how his dad died on stage at a roast, went out and slaughtered it, like fantastic, perfect routine.
It's a good way to go out,
you know, and then just. Yeah, had a heart attack.
That's crazy, man. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you say, no, there's no way.
Sorry, Harry Park. Harry Park was his name, I believe.
Yep.
Wow, so this has happened now twice.
Harry Einstein, the comedian who died mid-performance.
Mm-hmm. He was known as Harry Park. Yeah. And his son was Dave Einstein, Bob Einstein, who is Super Dave. That's who we know him as.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched that video. I watched that video, and it messed me up. I was like, it kind of ruimed my whole day. I was like, ooh.
Oh, just right
it
there.
Just, it's just awful.
Man.
Well, this is a good place
to Hold on. I'm putting the camera back on me because somebody says, Dan Devine says, or Devine says, there's a ghost-like thing standing behind Bubba. Do y'all see it? It's got a black-like shape.
Oh.
Oh no! I know what it is. He sees the. I'm looking at it now. It's the guitar case in the corner.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. There's no ghost here, man. We made sure of that before we started this place.
This place was blessed by multiple different denominations. There's scriptures written on the wall, underneath the carpet, and under the paint. We kept this place. We weren't letting that stuff follow us over here.
That's that. We had the bad mojo at the other place.
The bad juju at the other studio across town. We didn't want none of that.
What was the little kid? What did the kid say? You're running out of time.
We think he said you're running out of time.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, all right, no,
okay, it's creepy.
Yeah, and we were running out of time in that building.
In that building.
About done. By the way, getting some mustache love, baby. That's right. It's back again.
I'm pro Bubba mustache, as we all know.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you didn't like it.
No, I think it's silly looking, but I love it. I think it's fantastic. I wish you would really get it going, grow that sucker out, let it be a thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny because
sure you're paying attention.
Did you say know what I'm saying?
No, I'm tan.
Oh, wow. No, I get it started, and then I'm like, God, this is annoying, and I get rid of it. And then I'm like, oh, I miss it. So then I grow it back. Like every 2 weeks I'll get it and grow it back, and then I'll shave it off. I'm like, I can't make up my mind if I want to keep it or not because it makes me look older, which I don't like, but it's also cool.
I see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it makes me look older.
I can't grow just the mustache because then I look like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And that's not a good look. It's just not.
I think you should shave the mustache, keep the beard so you look like a giant Amish guy. Because has there ever been an Amish guy? Big?
This big? No, it's hard to get this big when you work in the field and you know,
you're doing barn raising
natural foods and whatever. Yeah. No, it's hard to get this big.
That would be cool. You could, and then you could go and you could be an Amish comedian. You can like do sets on the hand built stages.
Anyone else think this is a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Amish stand up? That sounds terrible.
They've never had that before.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good.
Remember the guy that called our show who was Amish?
Yep.
We need to get him back on. He's ex Amish, and he.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have his number. I literally have his number right here, and it just says ex Amish guy. And the phone number. We need to call him again.
Follow up with him.
Yeah, in the next week or so and find out what he's up to. So get his opinion on the Amish stand-up. Like, what would they think is funny?
I don't know. Are they allowed to laugh?
Yeah, they can laugh.
Yeah.
They have stuff, man. They make, right. I mean, it's not that. I mean, it's just, it's weird. It's different. But I mean, it's
weird.
It's not weird. It's different.
Have,
it's different.
Have you ever been to the Amish community? It's about 2 hours from here?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man. I spent a whole day there one time. It's crazy.
It was, I mean, it's, yeah.
It's something to see.
It is something to see.
And he had a pink buggy.
You know, I want to make fun of him for that, but that could be an Amish punchline. I don't know.
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the podcast. And, you know, always think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs, whether it's, you know, batteries or parts that, you know, somebody says you need this to fix that, or windshield wipers or bulbs or whatever. You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Are we done?
Probably the best part, like, It's where I've learned. Like, I mean, I go there.
We have an O'Reilly. This is the crazy thing. We literally are about 240 feet from an O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah. I find that they really do have the. Because when you start getting into car parts and that kind of stuff, it can be the Wild West. Some of that stuff is not good. Like, you can get parts that are cheap, but you're going to have to buy it in 6 months again.
Mm-hmm.
I find that they have good quality stuff.
And good people.
I got the best ice scraper from O'Reilly.
There you go.
Like 2 years ago, and it is like still the best ice scraper.
I use my Blockbuster card.
You don't really have a Blockbuster card.
No, it took me a second to even come up with it. I was like, what is the card? Blockbuster.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
on the radio.
Oh, banana.
Every day. It was the podcast.
Bye, everybody.
I'm sorry.
Pestilence!
Pestilence!
Pestilence.
That means like a disease.